He's a ham.
He is a ham.
He is smart.
He's a smart goofball ham extrovert, which is the combo you need.
Hello, Amy Landecker.
What?
Are you there? Amy?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your dad's not here. We have an egomaniac show-off goofball who has showed up in his place. He's wearing his clothes, but just doesn't say. How are you, honey?
Did she say egomaniac?
No, I threw that in.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was my ad lib.
So you. Yep.
What? Yes. Which part? Wait, which part is so me? Throwing it in or that I am?
Both. There you go. Well played.
Okay.
Both.
Why, thank you, young damsel. So, Amber, I got a lot of stuff.
What? You're so awake.
You have no idea. You know, if you stick around after we get wrapped up at 9, I'll tell you what's been going on.
Reminding me of your, partying days.
Excuse me? Now, wait a minute. How long did it take before we went there? 90 seconds, max?
Sorry.
Look, I wanted to talk.
Let you talk.
Thank you. Well, you'll have your chance. Okay, let's talk about the projects you got coming up. That's what I want to talk about first.
It's your literally movies. The project. It's not coming up. It's coming out.
It's today. I know, today.
Yeah.
We have, right. So today.
Yeah, called Project Power.
Project Power. With, who's in it? Who's?
Jamie Foxx. I know no one's heard of him. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Love him.
And really talented young woman who's been in a lot and you'll continue to see a lot, named Dominic Fishback. Whereas you might sound like you're on a speedy drug. I sound drunk because I just woke up and I can't form a sentence.
Well, I guess it runs in the family. Not being able to form sentences runs in the family.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But anyway.
So what is your role in all this?
Machine Gun Kelly. Boy, when he gets into the transpo van, you could get high just sitting next to him.
Okay, first of all, two questions. What part do you play? And second, what is the plot?
Hold on, my stepdaughter just walked in the door. I'm on the radio with my dad, and if you hadn't made me wake you up, I would have missed the whole thing, just so you know. She was at the DMV getting her new license. Well done, Lou.
It's a brand new license, too, isn't it? Well,
Well, no, it's a replacement, but she's 17.
Back to Hollywood. Come on. Tell me about these projects.
I'm a bad guy. How fun is that?
Oh, I love that.
Or bad girl, or bad woman.
You identify as a bad person.
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I mean, it's out today, so.
Really?
No.
I mean, I've got to.
I mean,
wait a minute. I'll tell you.
No.
Hold on. I can't believe I got to go through all this. On the streets of New Orleans, word begins to spread about a mysterious new pill that unlocks superpowers unique to each individual. The catch? You don't know what will happen until you take it. Right?
That's right. Yeah, it's
Thank
like
you.
A.
It could be
drug.
A good, yeah. It could
it's
be a good thing.
Drug
it could be, yeah.
That you
should have delivered to your house right now. What is going on? Get some caffeine into this.
Dad,
get some caffeine.
Lulu
to get you a cup of coffee now. Where's your husband? Where's Bradley Whitford when we need him?
Where do you think he is? He's asleep.
Well, he should get you a cup of coffee.
6:30 p.m. And honestly, I was going to miss this whole thing, so I'm barely awake. But I'll tell you this about this movie. First of all, I've heard it's getting very good reviews. Entertainment Weekly, Hollywood Reporter.
Okay. Now, but how are you manifested as a villain? What is your deal? Are you trying to abscond with a bunch of these drugs or what? I mean, what do you do?
I am the creator of the drug. It is a scientific experiment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How cool is that?
I'm a crazy scientist, basically.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but wait, can I tell you about the drug for a second? I do want to say something because it's really interesting.
Don't do drugs? Is that what you want to say?
Yes. We start. See, that's
drugs
how viewers.
Are bad.
Welcome. This comes full circle. This is perfect. Okay. No, but it's a street drug that whatever power you can have that you don't know till you take it is something that is actually found in nature. So there's this woman, Henrietta Lacks, who actually Oprah Winfrey did a movie about, who's in real life, genetic material is the basis of almost every vaccine that we have in modern medicine. And there was something very special about her cells that you could find the source of a vaccine for polio. Anyway, so this is a sort of horrible twist on that, where I'm mutating people, their genetic material, to have some special power that is found somewhere in nature. So everything that happens in this movie, there's a guy whose bones turn into, so like his bones pop and come out and turn into knives.
Time. Don't tease it anymore. I'm already there. In fact, I've been...
Well, I just wanted to tell you there's actually a frog that does that. That's my whole point. That's all I want to tell you. Real life.
A frog. Oh, a frog does that. So that's why we're not supposed to kiss them. Is that it? Don't kiss a frog?
Exactly. Because they might just like a... Yeah, all right. might come your way.
And also, it takes place in Chicago?
No, does it?
No.
We shot in New Orleans.
No, I'm talking the plot. No?
I don't think so, but God.
You know what? Hold on. I'm confusing it with something. Wait a minute. I'm confusing it with the Bryan Cranston thing.
Which doesn't take place in Chicago. That takes place in New Orleans. It was just, that's just baseball stuff that you knew. It's okay.
Boy, this is a train wreck. I thought I had the last one yesterday. Didn't see this coming. Woo, woo! So, tell me about this. We're going to start this all over again. Good morning, Amy. It's your dad calling from Chicago. You may remember that city. So what's the deal? It's a Showtime limited series on with Cranston. What is that about?
Oh, Your Honor.
Yes,
yeah,
Your Honor.
That's really, I'm excited. Although we were shooting that in literally like March. We had about three episodes left. And then COVID hit, so we haven't been able to finish, but I was thrilled that Showtime released a trailer, meaning we will finish.
Yes, exactly.
Basically, there's a cover-up. It's pretty obvious in the trailer, so I'm allowed to say that, where Brian is a judge and his son is involved in a hit and run that I won't go into any. I won't give away any more of the plot, but it's a series of sort of
a trouble.
A series of events that is a cover-up of that to protect his son, and I play a homicide detective who's also friends of the family because the kid's mom had been murdered a year before, and I haven't solved that case, but I've gotten to know the family. So I'm kind of both investigating this and close to them, which really compromises. I don't know. I'm just being played.
Okay, so let's not reveal.
I don't know.
All right, hold it. Don't reveal any. Don't see anything about promoting your projects that's going to get you in trouble. That's all I can say.
More
with this enlightened actress from Los Angeles coming up. And it's time for Landecker and Landecker, filling in for Bob Surratt. Yes, I'm John Landecker. And on the phone, my daughter, Amy Landecker. So let's talk about life, shall we, Amer? Talk about
life.
Talk about Chicago. Talk about growing up here. Talk about getting into the theater and the acting and all that stuff. You know, and Bob Surratt, how long have you known Bob Surratt? That's what I mean. Let's get to that stuff. How long have you... What?
Well,
No, you don't have to say how old you are. You don't have to say how old you are. I'm just looking for a heartwarming story. I'm not looking for an age indictment. didn't we like go on... We went on picnics, right? We did cool stuff like that. We hung out.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would feel like Bob's an uncle, right? I mean, that's how close you guys were. And he was on the air. I mean, I was thinking, I was telling Iris, my kid, that I used to go to WLS every Wednesday night and then every other weekend. And that meant after school on Wednesdays and Fridays, I would go to the station. And Bob was... what was he like, coming off the air? Is that
he was on from 2 to 6, and I would come on at 6 o'clock. Yeah,
yeah. So you'd be prepping, and he'd be on the air. So I was going in there and bugging him, and hanging out in the studio with him, and then hanging out in the office when he got off for a little while. He was so kind. He was like the most sane of all you guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's no question about that.
Right?
No, you're not,
yeah.
Oh, no, right. You're not going to get an argument from me about that.
He
Bob
just,
continues
like,
to be Bob,
like fatherly, decency, quiet, smart, you know.
In the midst of.
Like, and everyone else is a maniac in there, you know.
Yeah, so, just about. Although,
and he was the best, and he was really good looking, so I wasn't surprised that he went on air for a while. Remember when he moved to TV, and I was like, oh yeah, he's got a face for TV.
You bet.
Well, you do too, Dad, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well,
but a lot of disc jockeys don't, right? You hear their voices.
I don't go around. Hey, can you send me a picture of that DJ? I want to see what he looks like. No, I don't know what most announcers do, but there's a cliche, you've got a face for radio. So apparently, there's enough bad looking radio people to have created a cliche, if you will.
Exactly.
So when did you, what was your first acting thing here in Chicago, at school, at Parker?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know the first play I did.
But
I remember.
Yeah. But that school had a lot of drama going on.
Beauty and the Beast. I feel like Beauty and the Beast in middle school with Anne H. And she was Beauty, and I was the Beast. No, I'm kidding. I was the ugly sister.
You weren't the Beast.
I was always the ugly sister or the mom, because I was tall, brunette, deep-voiced, so we always got to be the... And then I did a lot of... Who did I see? There was like a Facebook thing going around. Paul Edelstein. Rita Gardner, David Singer, and I all did Midsummer Night's Dream. Paul Edelstein's also another... pretty very successful Chicago guy who came out and done a bunch of stuff. So we had Gene Siskel come to our school to talk to our drama teacher and our class, because so many people came out of this little school in Chicago. Like at the time it was Daryl Hannah and Billy Zane and
Jennifer Beals.
Jennifer Beals, that's right, who babysat me once. But yeah, it was, so that school was there was a lot of creativity, even though it's not an art school per se.
No, it's not. Right.
But had a lot, and then I got to do an internship at Steppenwolf Theater out of college.
Right.
And that really started me in a professional way. And then I had a theater company with your other daughter, Tracy, called Studio. And we started to like direct and put on our own shows above the China Club. Is the China Club even there anymore?
I don't think so. No.
It was an old dance club.
And Michael Shannon, who now has quite the resume.
Oscar nominated.
Yes,
worked with our theater company.
All the time. In fact, I think...
I directed Michael Shannon in a basement at an old place on Lincoln Avenue called Cafe Voltaire.
Guess who was in the basement with you?
17 years old.
Yeah. Huh. You know what?
And you were there.
I remember. You know, I don't know why. I remember the sofas, which doubled as seating, and also, I think, rat traps... had like springs coming out of them, but you know, the kids couldn't afford anything.
And we literally got dressed in the meat locker and in the freezer.
And I'm pretty sure there was a string or rope across an area with somebody's bed sheets folded over it as a curtain. Am I right?
That's right. That's right.
Thank
backstage.
You. Yes.
Backstage was like a sheet. Over a like a clothesline.
But there were a lot of. That's one of the reasons that Chicago is such a great theater.
Totally.
Town, that,
think about how many people down in that basement actually made a living now. And
tell me about
doing
it.
Doing pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why Chicago actors are so respected. And you know, even in L.A., there's. I don't know if you still have this every year. Maybe not now because of the virus. But they had a party every year that was for. Actors out in Los Angeles who came from Chicago. And
yeah, we definitely won't be doing that this year. But every year
we've won
a couple times. Yeah.
It is just amazing. And then Amy, I was going to do it, but I stopped myself because you know how I love to play old clips of yours during interviews to embarrass you? Right.
Yeah.
Well, what was that original... Early Edition, I believe. Is that the name of the show?
Oh, God.
It's shot here in...
I think that was my first... job on camera ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was with who was the main
reporter.
Star again? Yeah, who was the main star?
Oh, no, no, my guest star. That's right. Yeah, the guest star was a pregnant lady. Oh, God, that would embarrass me.
Yeah, I know, I didn't play it. I thought you'd be appreciative
of
it.
Thank you.
Well, Amor.
Oh, my God.
Amor, I'm out of time. It's over. Your long nightmare is over. I'm out of time.
Okay. I'll just be spending the rest of the morning remembering that actor's name from Friday Night Lights.
Amy Landa.
Right, well, thanks. Thank
you. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.